Hey everybody, welcome back to West Indie-ish. It's Nanda, and I hope everybody ate very well last week, okay? I know everybody on here probably, or who's at least listening, probably has a little bit of a different table setting than the rest of, I guess, the majority of America does. Typically, you know, you have turkey and ham and mac and cheese and potatoes. And you want to know something funny that I realized that not West Indie people have on their tables? A marshmallow salad, is that what it is? Okay guys, I cheated and I looked it up. It's an ambrosia salad. It has fruits and like marshmallow fluff in it, like cranberries and pineapples and mini marshmallows and whipped cream. And I usually see it with maybe like a cherry on top. Why? I mean, listen, that's not funny, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that actually make fun of what we eat, because if you come to, you know, a Caribbean household for Thanksgiving, you might have some curry goat on the table, you might have some dal and some roti and some oxtail. Okay, let me tell you, oxtail is a delicacy these days, okay? It's expensive. I don't know when all of a sudden this food got so expensive, but it's expensive, all right? So having oxtail on the table for Thanksgiving and Christmas time and any other special occasion is actually a blessing. So thank God I had oxtail on the table, okay? Delicious. And it is at this point a West Indie delicacy. That's what it's being deemed here. But back to this marshmallow fluff dish. Please let me know. Maybe I am not cultured. Less I thought I was. But why? And who decided that putting fruit into a bowl with marshmallows and whipped cream was like the thing that we were going to try? I don't understand it. I don't get why. Is it cold? Is it hot? Is it melted marshmallows? Like, I just don't get it, and I don't know if it tastes good. I've never tried it, but I've always seen it. And I saw it because of work, you know. I work with many different people. And I saw it one time, and it didn't make sense to me. You know, we were talking about having, you know, a Thanksgiving get-together for work. And one of the things that was brought up was this dish. And I'm sorry, guys, I just don't understand it. I guess they say don't knock it until you try it. But it doesn't sound nor look appealing to me. That's the one thing that I don't get. And then on top of it, like, they casserole everything. Now, don't get me wrong, I think the one dish on a Thanksgiving table, on a, let's say, a majority of America Thanksgiving table, is green bean casserole. That, not terrible. Very interesting nonetheless, and I think it takes a you know, a person who knows how to make it, to make it decently enough to eat. It's basically green beans, I believe mushroom sauce or mushroom soup kind of mix, and then crunched onions. I think some people put regular onions in there as well. Sure, I can go with that. But the casseroling everything, you got, like, not everything is meant to be casseroled, okay? I've seen some strange things as a casserole. And for some reason, Thanksgiving is a time for everyone to bring a casserole. Like, it's casserole city. So, yeah, but I guess let's not knock it until we try it, right? That's what they say. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not having this marshmallows and fruits thing. But maybe it's good. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. if somebody knows how to make it out there and can get me to try it, more power to you. More power to you. Okay? Because it's not necessarily for me per se, but it might be for somebody out there. Clearly it is, because it's being made everywhere. Do you guys know even Publix was selling it? That's what really got me. So we were actually looking at work on some of the pre-orders that you could do for part of our Thanksgiving meal at work, and they even have this casserole thing on there. Not the casserole, but the marshmallow, the Ambrosia salad, and I didn't get it. And especially Publix, like Publix is for, you know, us down here in Florida, South Florida. Well, I guess I can't say it's for all of South Florida, but you know, we're used to it being for us. You know, you even have patties and croquettes at Publix. Like, I don't know where this Ambrosia came from, but I'll let everybody have it. I guess it's a thing, just not in West Indy households, I think, but maybe. What is in West Indy households, though, is a lot of these jokes, right? These family time, round the table jokes, you know, as soon as you see each other and you haven't seen a person, a family member for a little while, and, you know, maybe they put on a little weight and, oh, you getting biggie? What? I mean, I gained maybe like 5 pounds, like relax. Okay, maybe 10, but we're not talking about that right now. Okay, it's always got to be about the weight. And then if you lose weight, you're sick. I actually saw that on there's a trend that's going on right now, is to do the math or whatever, or the math of something. So there's been black math and white math, and now there's Caribbean math, and everybody's going around with the Caribbean math. And honestly, most of them are true. I guess everybody, you know, says these are stereotypes and we shouldn't stereotype each other. But let's be honest, these are true stereotypes, okay? Very true stereotypes. So let me tell you a few that I heard that I said, yes, that's 100% true. So one that I heard is saying you're on your way when really you're getting in the shower. I do this all the time. Not even gonna lie to you. Or I say I'm almost ready, and really I'm starting my process. And the truth is for me, that is, I'm almost ready. Me deciding to start to get ready is half of the battle. It's half of the battle already won. So for me, I am almost ready, guys. I am. I'm not gonna lie to you. The next one flows right into the, you know, comes right from the previous point, is being told the party starts at 7 and showing up at 10. Listen, that's a big time gap, but that's honestly the truth. Like, Caribbean people will be told to be at a party at a certain time, and you just have to subtract 2 hours. So if you want somebody to show up 2 to 3 hours, right? If you want somebody to be on time for something at 7 o'clock, you better tell them 5 o'clock. And the reality is if they live anywhere near the South Florida area or anywhere with traffic, New York, anything like that, guys, give them an extra hour, 4 o'clock. Okay. Cause they got to get through rush hour. Okay. Then they got to go home and get ready. And by the time they get ready, they got to get back on the road through all the traffic to get there. So, I mean, you're really looking at 3 o'clock. Okay. People are not on time, except for, there are two things that Caribbean people, West Indies people, are always on time. So one of them is, it depends on the person, right? But Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving dinner, for some reason, and maybe this is just my household or the people that I grew up with, but 4 o'clock on the dot, dinner time. Dinner time for Thanksgiving. Dinner time for Thanksgiving. Okay, celebrating Thanksgiving abroad. in the States, for whatever reason, any house I've gone to for Thanksgiving, dinner is promptly at 4 o'clock. If you miss 4 o'clock, if the food is put away, you will be making your own food, and make sure you put the food back. Okay. So for whatever reason, I don't know why, but 4 o'clock has always been dinner time for Thanksgiving. And for the most part, I think everyone's always been on time for that. I don't know why. Maybe the food is fresh. You know, you're getting food and it's coming right out of the oven, and it's usually hot and made with love, and all of the aunties and the grannies and everyone's love. Like, yes, it's a time you want to be there on time. You should be there on time. That way you can also eat all day. So when you get hungry for seconds at 8, 9 o'clock, you can be there for that. And then of course the second thing, and we all know, we're going to say it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3, the airport. One thing about a West Indy person, they will not miss their flight by any means necessary, okay? If they have to get up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to make a morning flight, they will do it. And they will proudly be 4 hours early, okay? The information might say for an international flight, because usually that's the only time people are really flying. I mean, they might go in state depending on, how spread out the family is within a particular country. However, for the most part, if they're flying internationally, the paper might say you have to be there 3 hours in advance. A Caribbean person will be there 4 to 5 hours in advance. Absolutely. Including traffic time. Do not mess with Caribbean people and their flights. And it just gets me every time. You can't be on time to things that are right up the road, but your flights, I mean, it's not really something to play with either. It's really not something to play with because they tend to be quite expensive. But nowadays, I mean, pretty much everything is lumped together is a very expensive price. So you'd think that amount of people that want to be there super, super early goes down. But no. Mm-mm. Count on Caribbean people to be on time for their flights. Anyway. Some other items that I heard that were very, very true for Caribbean people is if you call or come over and just as someone was thinking about you, you say to them, you'll live forever. Very true. So, over the holiday times, everybody's thinking about each other and talking about each other. And if it actually happened a couple times to me, and I was calling a relative, and somebody would say, I was just going to call you, okay? My godmother. I picked up the phone to call her, and she said, there's no way. There's no way that you're calling me right now. And I said, yeah, I'm calling you. She said, when I say I just put my hand in my phone to type your name, and you called. You're gonna live long. I said, hallelujah. But why can't we do this also and say, you're gonna, win the lottery? Say that next time. That'll give me some real hope. But yes, that's another one that we say. Every cereal is named cornflakes, okay? It don't matter what kind of cereal there is, it's called cornflakes. Okay, growing up, you want cornflakes and somebody pulls out, Cheerios, okay, Frosted Flakes. It could be Captain Crunch. It could be Raisin Bran. That was a big one in this house, Raisin Bran. Oh, my God, they love Raisin Bran. But it was still cornflakes. It was cornflakes, okay? I was seeing these all week long, all of these maths and different ways that we act. They're basically stereotypes that we as a culture do. And I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them because it's true. It's how we are. It's how we are as people. It's how we have grown up, and it's how we continue to be. We're proud. We're proud, though. I will say one thing about West Indy is that regardless of anything, stereotype or not, we are proud of our culture, okay? We're proud of ourselves, and we're proud of the food we eat. what was interesting to me is I was watching a couple of videos, and there were some Asian, like, I guess, influencers, and they were talking about the food that they grew up with, and it was not uncommon. I didn't have a lot of Asian friends, but I did know of a few. And it was always interesting to me that they would say they were always embarrassed to bring food to lunch at school, food from home that their parents would make them, because everybody would always make fun of them. And even there's a show called Fresh Off the Boat with, I think her name is Constantine Wu. She is the main, she's the mom on the show. It was on for a couple seasons. She's also the main character in the movie, Rich Asians. Yes, Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know if I just added that or if it's just called Rich Asians. I don't know which one. But very good movie if you guys haven't seen it. I love it. It's very funny. It has a famous comedian in there. I'm really not great with actors' names. I'm so sorry. But really great movie if you haven't seen it. I love the wedding scene where she's getting married. One of the whole point of the movie... I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Just watch it. It's very good. The wedding scene is my favorite scene. It's funny. It's excitable. She acts very different in both from the movie to the show Fresh Off the Boat. She's very different in both. I think she's a great actor. Watch it. Went off on a tangent there. But anyway, I've heard that a lot of Asians are very, and I won't say all because I haven't spoken to them all, but a lot of them are actually very embarrassed by their foods. And a lot of them have a similar story that growing up, they were kind of embarrassed to come to school with food from home or lunch from home. And I think from my observation, more so than anybody else, I think growing up is a tough time regardless. And there's always going to be something that somebody makes fun of you for at school. But that's not something that I recall being embarrassed about. And, you know, maybe it's because a lot of our food is glorified. A lot of people, you know, want to try our food, especially recently. Everybody's like, you know, I want curry this and I want jerk that. And everybody wants to try everything from a West Indian culture, Spanish food. Everybody, you know, loves mango. Okay, like everybody always says such positive things about Spanish food, about West Indian food, but apparently, you know, Asians weren't as proud as their food. So it's very interesting to see some of the TikToks or the Instagram videos of people talking about their native foods from that their families would make. And I'm happy to see that they're finally proud. I'm happy to see that they grow into this, but it's just something that I don't personally relate to. Let me know if you guys relate to it, because I feel like we've always been super proud of our food, and we even make it a competition. What's with it? Us West Indian people love to make a good competition out of something. For example, the permanent argument within the West Indian community is who has the best KFC. We will always hear this argument. Where's the best KFC? And interestingly enough, I'm never, you know, I can't obviously answer this question. I haven't had all the KFC in the Caribbean. Once I do, maybe I'll have a definitive opinion on it, a seriously definitive opinion on it. But what I did learn is actually Trinidad has the most KFCs within a West Indian community. Let me know if that's changed or if I'm wrong, but they're actually significantly, they have a significant amount of KFCs within the country. Very interestingly enough, I think they have about 30 more than Jamaica does. So I, you know, that was interesting to me. I think Trinidad and Jamaica have the top most KFC locations. I'm sure that's going to be going up, because this whole argument over whether one place or the other has the best KFC is always going to go on. It is going to live forever as the biggest food argument within the community. Lies. There is also the debate of who makes the best curry. Let me know who you think makes the best curry. That's an argument I love to have, because I don't have the argument, but I love to hear the argument because it's always interesting. I guess I think it just depends on the person who's making it. I don't know if it really depends on the island that makes it. I think it's just the person who makes it. Depends on how much time they put into it, how much love they put into it. I think love really does change the taste of food. So, I mean, big argument. I love to hear it. Let me know what you think. Who makes the best curry in the West Indies? Please let me know if you have an answer. But ultimately, I think the West Indies community all just has love. We really, really show love for one another, for foods within the West Indies community. There's a whole bunch of Instagram pages that literally are geared towards these questions. Who has the best this? Who has the best that? What's a food that you couldn't live without forever? There was actually an Instagram video that I saw. I don't know if it originated on Instagram, but some of the, I want to say it was some sports team, and they did a video where they went around and asked, if you were stuck on a remote island and you only had one dish that you could eat for the rest of your life, what would it be? And I forget which was the most voted. I want to say it might have been oxtail. I'm not mad at it. I think for me, it might be. Never mind. I'll get back to you on that. There's just so many. There's so many dishes that I could go with. I don't think that I could really pick one. I don't think that I could pick one. Maybe ackee and saltfish. Maybe ackee and saltfish and a starch, maybe hardo bread or dumpling. Yes. That might be it. Some people were saying escovitch. Some people were saying, like I said, oxtail or curry goats. Somebody said jerk. I don't know. They're all really good dishes. Very good dishes. If I was in Trinidad, give me a set of doubles. That's it. Yeah. If I was in, I think it really depends on where I'm at. If I could pick an island, which island am I on? Which island am I on? That I will tell you. Then I might be able to tell you which food from that island I'd be able to eat just for the rest of my life. That's a good question. To wrap up this post-Thanksgiving podcast, what food item, depending on the island that you are on, right? Depending on the island that you are on within the Caribbean, what is a dish that you just could not live without or would be willing to eat forever if that was the last dish that you could eat on that island? Great question to leave you guys with. Anyway, thank you guys all for listening again. I really, really do hope that you guys enjoyed your past holiday. Stuffed yourselves as best as possible. Time to go work it off just slightly until Christmas time. Then you're really going to work it off. And I hope that you guys are enjoying the podcast. Thank you guys for the support. Each episode that I release, I do get more and more comments on this. And you guys are really supporting me. And I am so thankful for you guys. That's part of what I'm thankful of this year, especially, is the support that I've gotten from this. Honestly, I've talked to so many friends and relatives and close people in my circle, and everyone has really, really been very supportive and given me ideas. Even some strangers. I've talked to some strangers, some people that I met during carnival season this year, and they have been so supportive and so helpful of just, you know, really giving me support and some ideas. So keep them coming. I'm open to ideas. Hopefully come December, I will finally have some podcasts with some people, with some guest appearances. And I'm so excited because I think the discussions are gonna be great. And I just can't wait to plan for the new year to make this a bigger and better podcast for everybody to listen to and everybody to enjoy. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you, or hopefully you'll hear from me at least. But we'll see you back here next week for another episode of West Indie-ish. Bye.